Lesson 6. A glass of water. Let us look at the water in the glass and see what we can find out about it. It has no color, so we say that the water is colorless. But there is very little water in the glass. If we were to look through a very great thickness of water, we should see that it really has a pale blue color. The water of the deep sea looks blue, you know. The water in the glass has no smell and no taste. That is a very good thing, for we drink a great deal of water, and we should soon get tired of any taste or smell, however nice it might be. There are some animals that can smell water a long way off. One of these is the camel. Men crossing the hot, sandy desert seek for the green spots where springs of water are found. Long before they have seen one of these spots, they know that they are near it, by their thirsty camels rushing on, however tired they may be. The camels must have smelt the water far off. When I hold up the glass, you can see my fingers through the water. For that reason, we call the water transparent or clear. Never drink any water which is not clear. Muddy water can be made clear by letting it run through a filter. The filter is full of little holes, but these holes are so small that the bits of sand and mud cannot pass through them. Who would try to set fire to water and make it burn? If you saw anyone trying to do so, you would only laugh at him, for you know very well that water will not burn. If your house were on fire, men would come with a fire engine and pour water on the fire to put it out. Let me slant to one side the glass which holds the water. Now the water runs out and flows down to the floor in a stream. Because the water will flow, we call it a fluid. There are many other fluids besides water, such as milk and oil. These fluids are also called liquids. The water in the glass has a certain size, but it has no shape of its own. It takes the form, or shape, of any glass into which it is poured. Is water of any use? Why, it's so useful that we could not live without it. The water we drink forms a great part of our blood and of our bodies. Then we need water to wash ourselves with, and to wash our clothes in our houses. No liquid will do this so well as water. We also need water for cooking our food. Water is used to make the steam that works our steam engines, and we sprinkle it over our streets and roads to keep down the dust. Without water, there would be no rivers, or ponds, or seas. Without water, no trees or plants or flowers could live. The water would look very dull without the pretty little brooks and the wide blue ocean.